On the show today, we have SecureTech's very own Pankaj Desai talking about it's time for credit union CEOs to take charge of their cyber destiny. A very timely talk indeed here, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Pankaj Desai from SecureTech. Pankaj, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking, and a pleasure being on your show.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for being, I know you're a busy, busy guy, but thank you as well for your taking time out to chat with us for a few minutes about cybersecurity and cyber destiny, all this type of stuff. So, really excited to talk about it because what you were going to be talking about today is very timely indeed. And the topic at hand is time for credit union CEOs to take charge of their cyber destiny. And we're going to get into that just a little bit. But first, I want to give folks out there a quick summary on SecureTech, what you guys are all about.
Yeah, thanks for asking. So sure. We are an enterprise cybersecurity company. We've been around for about 8 years, about 400 plus employees with operations in US, Europe, Middle East, Africa, and India. So we span the globe, about 120 plus customers.
Wow.
And essentially what we try and solve for our customers is this whole challenge around, specifically from a security perspective, is the issue around brand protection, business continuity, financial fraud, and compliance.
Okay.
These are the four pillars that every customer these days are worried about in terms of what it's going to mean when an attack happens to me.
Yep.
And in this ever-changing digital world, right, where every industry, be it a credit union, a community bank, a fintech player, a manufacturing company, retail, all of them are embracing digital like there was no yesterday, right? And the ancillary risk when you adapt digital is a commensurate security risk. If you look at a credit union today, they will have anywhere between 75 to 100 different players that touch their systems, from your cores to your CRMs to your payments to your tellers to a bunch of other systems that are ancillary to how a credit union operates. And each of these are coming in as layered products as credit unions try to step into this game or the big boys club, as I would like to say, so that they stay relevant to your customers. But coming with this attached value chain is an attached security risk. And we hope as SecureTech that we can be part of the customer's digital journey in a way that they can embrace it without having the fear of an attack security risk. Yeah. So that's where SecureTech plays.
Okay, gotcha. And it's no more timely than right now, this topic for sure. And you talk to any credit union CEO, you talk to pretty much any CEO in any industry right today, and cybersecurity is definitely probably in the top two or three of their concerns right now. So what do you mean by it's time for credit union CEOs to take charge of their cyber destiny? What do you mean by that exactly? Obviously, right now is a really good time to do this, obviously, but can you share with us?
Yeah, I'll lay two contexts here. The first context is that as a CEO, if you ask any CEO, and I'm a CEO of my organization, as a CEO, I understand people risk, market risk, product risk, finance risk very, very well, right? So let's say I'm a business head, and my entire background has been in sales and operations. But when I started SecureTech, I had to take efforts to understand the financials and financial operations. I took efforts to understand people risk. These were not my core competence, but as a CEO, I had no choice but to make sure that I understand those dynamics attached to my organization. Now, if you ask a credit union CEO, what is your cyber risk? More often than not, the finger gets pointed to the IT guy saying that he will answer it on my behalf. Now, you can't outsource any risk as a CEO. I mean, you may not be an expert in the subject, but as I said, you need to be at least competent enough to ask the right set of questions.
Completely, yeah.
Right? And as a CEO, therefore, if you were to transfer that problem onto a CIO or a CISO or chief security officer's head, the two problems happen. The CIO or a CISO may have worked for a manufacturing company the day before or a pharma company the day prior, suddenly lands up into your organization, and the hat that they wear is not the hat that you have lived as a CEO of the credit union for 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, right? To expect them to get transplanted to your organization and to be able to then speak the language and understand the language as a credit union is almost impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that you may not be able to expressly describe as a CEO the security aspects of it, but few basic questions you are able to ask and answer. What is critical to me in my organization? What are the assets that are really prized and are dear to me? Where are these assets residing? Who has access to these assets? Now, these are the questions that doesn't need any technology background.
Mm-hmm.
Only last question, the fifth question is how these assets are protected. Maybe there you need a CIO or a CISO to step in. But for the first four questions, it is primarily your answer. Because you know as a credit union what you hold dear, where it is residing, who has access to it, yes. How that entire process works around it. If you can ask those questions of your CIO or a CISO, then they can come back and say, okay, yeah, I get it. This is near and dear to us as an organization. And by the way, Mr. CEO, this is what we are doing to protect it, mm-hmm. right? So I think that the reason why I say don't take control is because it almost ends up having been outsourced to someone. And I have had this, right. this conversation time and again, you talk to the CEO, great chat. And the moment it goes to security, he says, okay, let me call my CIO. I don't think that's the right way to look at it. The CIO can come and should come, but not in the step up.
Gotcha. And so what can a CEO do to take charge? Because it sounds like they need to really do their due diligence. They really need to do their research in this area to be, at least like you said, well-versed. You don't have to be an expert, leave that to the CIO or the CISO, but at least be well-versed in this area to stay on top of it, right?
Yeah, I just say, you just need to be dangerous enough to be able to ask the question that the CIO knows that, you know what, I can't bullshit my way around this guy. I mean, that's all we expect the CIOs to do.
Got it. And so what happens if they don't though? If they just kind of leave it up to the CIO or leave it up to the folks in the server room? What could happen there? Just hypothetically.
So it does happen, and the outcome is this. If you look at, and there's a lot of studies that are done on the subject, but what has ended up happening is that unfortunately the tech community is very enamored by buying the next big fancy gadget, right? So you will end up spending money on buying a bunch of individual point products that I'm not saying they may be wrong, but it right. just is meeting someone's aspirational need more than your business need, potentially.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There is enough study that shows that credit unions in specific have sometimes complementing products, overlapping products, poorly implemented products. So in spite of you having spent money, which gives you a false sense of complacency, you actually are far more exposed than what it used to be.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't ask the right questions, you sometimes end up getting, as I said, the wrong answers, right? Mm-hmm. So it is therefore essential that you drive home the point that, hey, I understand that for me, XYZ is very, very important. And please sit down with me and explain to me in layman's term how this is being done for me.
Right.
That's one part. Second is credit unions, for that matter, all banks are heavily regulated by the FFIEC. There is a compliance need that is being driven down by the FFIEC, and you know there are state regulations that are coming in. So you also have not only a potential security risk sitting on your head, but you also have a missed compliance and a potential penalty that could come down your way.
Yeah.
So unless that is also understood, you are going to land up into problems, not now, maybe you know later on. The other question that I wanted as CEOs to understand is that, you know, the financial sector is part of the critical infrastructure in any country, right? And whatever happens geopolitically also has a bearing on these segments. So today, the US and Russia are engaged in this huge tug of war. It's all public news. And President Biden has gone on the record saying that cybersecurity is a huge risk. Attacks are coming in from the eastern part of the Eastern Europe and Russia, and you know, a lot of these are targeting the critical infrastructure. You are at a risk that is at a very, very elevated level.
Mm-hmm.
And when an attack happens on a financial sector, the underlying value of the sector is trust. And if you breach that trust, you will have an impact that is far-reaching. Now, credit unions are known to be playing in the, you know, in generally the interior of the US, they serve the rural community, generally the unbanked, right? You are going down to those segments. And if you violate the trust there is no other way to supplement the trust because there is no other entity out there servicing that market space.
Right.
You don't want to run on the bank. Right? So you need to be able to understand the contextual level of what's happening globally and why the heightened alert at this point of time as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so true. And before I let you go, what advice do you have for credit union CEOs out there in this area to help them maintain some knowledge of what's going on there, because it's changing very, very fast. And from what I've heard, the cyber attacks, they're going to go to the least path of resistance. They're going to go to the weakest link, in other words. Yes. So having said that, what advice do you have for CEOs out there in this area to keep them up to speed, basically?
Yeah. So I think some amount of understanding about how their businesses or the changes in their businesses are being driven by technology, right? A good understanding of what is the transformation that their businesses are seeing. Now, I was at an event recently, and there's this whole push towards micro lending and quick lending, because mm-hmm. you're in this business of instant gratification that we all allowed to see. You want to see 60-second loans getting approved, which means you will have now a fintech player that is sitting on top of your core, and that you're kind of partnering with so that you can drive the transactions coming to you. And, you want to be part of that, because otherwise you're using to an Amazon or an Amex or any of these credit card players who are kind of offering that service. So it's great as a CEO, because you are now not only trying to service your customer and salvaging your base, but it's good to ask the question, what is the risk that I am now getting myself mm-hmm. into? And what is it that I'm getting safeguarded against? So maybe that question to be asked is very relevant. So for every transformational journey that is being undertaken, we are not saying that, put a stop to it, but take a pause to ask the question, what is the ancillary risk that is coming mm-hmm. my way? That is question number one. Second, for everything that has been implemented in my environment, is the asset sweated enough? As I like to say, the word sweating of the assets. So if I've invested in security, how well are those assets being used? Right. So a good question to ask is that, hey, we bought an XYZ product last time. Show me what it has done for us, how well it has been implemented. Right. So kind of asking that question, like you would just ask an extra question that, hey, I'm opening a new branch. You're not going to forget after opening the branch. You're going to look at the branch performance and see that the branch is doing what it's supposed to do. You're launching a new line of business. You will continue to review that business. Ask the question from the tech world in terms of the investments that are happening, so that we don't end up buying this next fancy gadget, but we are making sure that each gadget that is bought is sweated enough.
Yeah.
That's the second part that you would like to do. The third part is, it is important for the CEOs to demand of the tech community an enterprise dashboard, right? Unfortunately, security is solved in silos. Each product does its own little good stuff. Mm-hmm. And there is, you miss the forest for the trees. Right. So you keep looking at each silos, and then you do not have the view to the overall enterprise. A good question to ask is, show me the enterprise security dashboard to see what's happening across my diverse landscape. Right. So I may have a cloud infrastructure, I may have cloud applications, I have a fintech player, I have my core hosted with someone, I have my branch infrastructure. Show me how this infrastructure is getting protected on a 24/7 basis. Right. So I think asking some of those basic questions would be great. And the last but not the least is, what is my compliance posture? Because as a credit union, compliance is par for the course, right? If you're not compliant, you probably can't function as an organization.
You can't function, you're right. Oh my gosh. The balance between convenience and security in today's financial services world. I mean, to be a CEO and trying to balance that, man, what an act that is, what a task that is. So gosh, but thanks to folks like you out there, PanKid, I mean, it makes their decisions a lot easier to do that type of stuff, to stay on top of it.
I will give you an analogy just on that topic of balance, just one parting
thought. Yeah.
So I give this example that, I ask this question rather, what is the purpose of the brake in a car? Right. And if you ask this question 9 out of 10 times, you will get an answer that the purpose of the brake in the car is to slow the car or stop the car. But think about it in a different context. If I was to remove the brake, what would happen to the car? Will you ever be able to drive the car fast enough? No, because you're worried about the accident. So you generally go at the slowest possible speed.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Think about security in that context. Security is that enabler that allows you to transform your business without the fear of attacks, right? So security to me is an enabler. If you have a good security posture, if you've invested and thought through your security well, you can continue to take initiatives to expand and grow and transform, mm-hmm. because now you know there's someone watching my back 24/7 and I don't have to worry about the potential attack.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What a great take. I'd never heard that angle before. So thank you for that. Super interesting. All right, Pankit. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. This is fantastic stuff. Like I said at the very top, this is such timely information. Oh my gosh. So well done. And again, where can folks go find out more about Secure Tech?
So we are at www.securetech, which is SecureTech.com. Slightly complicated name. You want it to be different.
I like it. I like the spelling. So it works for me. Hey, all right. All right, Pankit. Well, I'm going to let you get going. We'll put that link in the show notes so people can go right to it and check it out. And but other than that, thank you so much again for taking time out from your busy schedule to chat with us about cybersecurity today. Always important stuff. So thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's a pleasure.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.